Clear the table, Teresa Jane.
Teresa Jane sighed resignedly. Since her sister Ellie had left home 2 months earlier, it was always her turn to clear the dishes. Her mother sent her a pointed look when she didn't move fast enough, and she hurriedly got to her feet and started scraping plates.
What time did your father say he'd be home?
Her mom directed the question to Walt, one of Teresa Jane's two older brothers. Walt was 17 and had his own truck. Teresa Jane didn't like Walt very much. Her other brother, Eddie, was a year older than Walt. He'd gone into town with her daddy that afternoon to pick up some supplies. She didn't like Eddie much either.
Don't rightly know.
Walt wiped his mouth with the back of his hand and pushed his plate away. Her mother's lips tightened and Teresa Jane ducked her gaze. An angry Frances Hines tended to lash out at the first thing that caught her attention. Teresa Jane had learned not to be that thing. She moved around the table, scraping plates and collecting cutlery, trying to be as invisible as possible. She worked her way around her mother, Walt, her mother's cousin Jacob, and his girlfriend Lisa. Her daddy had a girlfriend too, but she wasn't supposed to know. Teresa Jane tapped her 5-month-old baby brother's snub nose as he smushed mashed potatoes on the tray of his high chair. Bobby gurgled at her and she grinned back. He was the happiest baby in the world, though no one ever paid him no mind. Her arms trembled from the weight of the dishes, but she knew she'd get the belt if she dropped them. A sharp screech of chair legs against hardwood floors shattered the silence as Kenny Travers climbed to his feet. Kenny had moved into the compound 6 months ago after getting into a fight with his boss. Her daddy liked Kenny because he was good with the horses. Her mama thought he was up to something. He took the heavy stack of plates from her grasp and put them on the table, adding his own to the pile before scooping them up. She sent him a shy smile and he winked. Kenny might be a no-good cowboy, according to her mama, but he was the only person in Kodiak who was ever nice to her. Walt had been nice to her last week, for about 5 seconds. He'd offered to help collect eggs from the chicken coop. Should have known it was a trick. Soon as they'd gotten to the barn, he'd trapped her in the horse stall and grabbed one of her hands, placing it against the front of his pants. Her stomach lurched from the memory and she glared at him as he sat at the table, belching. He was disgusting. Boys were disgusting. She was so glad she was a girl. Thankfully, a rooster had flown up onto the side of the stall that day in the barn, startling Walt. That rooster had given her the chance to pull her hand away and escape. She'd run smack bang into Kenny outside and he'd caught her by the arm. Her expression must have told him something bad had happened, even though she hadn't made a sound. Teresa Jane did most of her screaming on the inside. Then Walt had walked outside, adjusting his zipper, and Kenny's eyes had gotten all glittery and mean. His voice had turned real quiet when he'd told her to go back to the cabin and that he'd fetch the eggs along shortly. Then he'd dragged Walt back into the barn by the scruff of his neck and barred the door. At dinner later that same night, Walt had shown up with a busted lip. He'd avoided looking at her and told everyone he'd walked into a door. He hadn't bothered her since then, but she still didn't trust him. Kenny Travers was her guardian angel. She collected the drinking glasses, avoiding Walt's foot when he tried to trip her. She followed Kenny into the kitchen where he dumped the stack of dishes on the draining board.
Thanks.
She craned her neck to look at him where he towered over her. She barely reached his waist.
You're welcome, Missy.
He started running hot water into the bowl.
I'll do it.
She dragged over a chair so she could look out the window as she did her chores. One side of his mouth curled up and his blue-green eyes twinkled as he studied her.
I don't mind helping, sweetheart.
They were nearly eye level when she clambered up onto the chair. Her heart fairly burst from looking at him. Maybe when she was 13 she could marry him, instead of one of Daddy's other friends. She glanced over her shoulder into the dining room where her family was starting on one of their nightly rants about the cost of fuel and government taxes and the president and colored people. She'd never seen a black man, but from what her family said, black people would kill her as soon as look at her. It didn't make sense, but she was smart enough to be scared. Most things didn't make sense, even though she was 10 now, like the fact they'd tattooed the number 14 onto her left arm. She liked math, but she didn't like the number 14 any more than she liked any other number. The skin was red and raised and itched like poison oak. She rubbed at the scab. Kenny's mouth tightened until his lips disappeared.